Coach, what would you say your advice going into the final game? You have the series already, but it has been a hard-fought series, a tough series. You've learned a lot about the team as a group and as players, as individuals. What would be your message for the final game on Sunday?
I think the message is for us to play a complete game and not just bowl well or bat well or field well, but play a complete game and finish the series 3-0, because I think 2-0 and 3-0 is always better than 2-0 and 2-1, sorry. So I think that's the crux of the matter here. We need to finish properly and play a full, complete 100 overs in the way that we want to play cricket.
Alzarri Joseph has been I wouldn't say a revelation, but he's really come up to the mark in both matches, identical figures. Recovering from injury, you know, he battled hard through the tour of India. You must be happy with what you're seeing from him.
Yeah, not just on the pitch, but the way how he prepares and the way how he talks about cricket and about bowling. You know, he seems to be maturing very quickly, and it showed in the two games in the way he bowled.
And what would you say about the way he bowled? I mean, what's been different, what's been special about the way he's done it?
I think he's just been his consistency. I think he's hit the areas he wanted to hit more often than the other bowlers in the team. And he's come out with success, but I think the consistency of him hitting doing what he wants to do with every ball.
Okay, and you speak about the batting. You know, nobody's managed 250 yet. Nobody's had to, because the target wasn't such. But what would you like to see from the batsmen, more of or maybe less of?
I mean, the batsmen need to go back to what we were doing in India and how we were putting scores together. We had proper partnerships up at the top and creating a platform for the big hitters down at the bottom, and we need to make sure that we do that in this coming game.
And the lower order pulled you out of the fire the other day. Obviously, you'll be delighted that you can see the batting does stretch to 11. First last man to hit a six to win a match. But on a serious note, I'm sure you'll be happy that at least the lower order did what you would have asked of them, even if they didn't have to.
Yeah, I think it's good to see them taking their time and batting and not coming in and looking to finish the game in sixes. And they thought about how to get that 80 runs from that last, from the lower order. It was great for me to sit and watch and to take heart in the fact that they're understanding what they need to do for this team too. So it was great to see.